Should have taken a class in cell phones and technology. God, I am so far behind the eight ball on this. I know now what my dad felt like when VCRs first came out.
Would your parents do that, just stare at it like, what's that blinking red light?
That's the time. You have to set the time. I don't get it.
That's me now. I'm telling you all the time.
Like a buddy of mine called me. I was in this football pool, and he was ahead of it, and he said, I'm going to Venmo you your money. I said, what? What the hell's Venmo? He goes, that's how I'm going to send you your money. I go, you might as well burn it, because I have no idea how to get it. So I don't understand this stuff. The only technology that I really like, and it's amazing to me, is Uber. It's insane. It's magical. I could be anywhere in the world. I can call my wife. 10 minutes later, a car picks me up and takes me to where I want to go, and the guy doesn't ask me for money. It's amazing. And now with these, oh my God, here's the other one. This is the other one that drives me crazy. All these acronyms are using now, nobody talks anymore. It's all in these, like I know what LOL and FYI is, but like other than that, I'm out. If you're under 50 years old and you're texting me, there's a real good chance I have no idea what you're talking about. I texted with my daughter for 3 years before I realized that IDK meant I don't know. I thought it was short for stupid. So I would text her and say, hey, miss you, when are you coming home? She'd put IDK. I'm like, well, stay home then. I don't care if you think I'm stupid. I don't give a damn. Yeah, I would say, we miss you, baby, when are you coming back? And she would type IDK, MU, and the number 2. And I'm like, I'd move. Mew to me. And I go, yeah, what the hell is she saying? She's saying, I don't know, but I miss you too. And that was so sweet. And I wish I'd have known that before I wrote her out of the will. I hate him. I had a buddy that was at the World Series game. He texted me, his text said, W-I-W-H. And I wrote back, what? He goes, wish you were here. And I said, yeah, me too, so I could smack you in the back of the head. Talk like a damn adult. They say, oh, it saves time. No, it doesn't, because it costs me double the time trying to figure out what the hell you're saying. The only one, other one I know is WTF. And I think we all know that one. But sadly, that's how all my texts end. I don't know what WTF you're talking about. Goodbye. And cell phones. Oh, my God. You know what would be a dream for me? Is if we could all walk in mass down to the Great Salt Lake and you all could watch me just chunk that cell phone in the water. I hate these things. I hate them. And I'm going to show remember the old days? Oh, they were so much fun. Remember answering machines? You come in, the light wasn't flashing. You didn't have friends. You didn't care. Or remember you'd call somebody, they didn't answer, you go, I'll call them back later on today. Nowadays, we got to know where everybody is 24 hours a day. It drives me nuts. I got a buddy. Maybe you got a friend like this. I could be sitting on the toilet, and I'll hear his ringtone go off, and I go, oh, I'll call him back later. As soon as the phone stops ringing, my phone goes, ding! And it's him texting me saying, don't you hear me calling you? Do you got a friend like that? Okay, do what I did next time. Send him a picture of you sitting on the crapper. And type, still want to chat, WTF. Oh, my God, I hate these things. But they've got us. They've got us, gang. We're all hooked. As my granddad used to say, the toothpaste is out of the tube. We can't go back. I mean, it's insanity. I've made a new rule that when I go play golf, I don't take my cell phone with me. And sure enough, I'll get home and Gail will go, I tried calling you. I go, did you hear it ringing in the house? That would be, I'm not here. I don't know what the addiction is. I hate knowing that. And we all are. Have you ever lost your cell phone? Oh, my God. It's like a family member passed away. People bring over casseroles. They're so sorry. Maybe you should wait a little bit before you get a new one. Yeah, just deal with this one first. It's insane what we do. Have you ever done this? This one I knew. You're sitting in your favorite chair. Cell phone sitting right there. It don't ring, buzz, chirp, nothing. And you catch yourself doing this? What are we looking for? We'd have heard it ring. I'd be willing to bet you a significant amount of cash that before cell phones, not once, did you ever walk over to the wall phone and go, yep, still got a dial tone. We're good. They've got us. They got us, man. And I know where my hatred of cell phones comes from. I know. There's two incidents. One, a buddy of mine got into my phone. I don't know how he did that. But he got in my phone and he changed my autocorrect. So every time I would type the letter I, it came up Big Billy. So if I text you and said, hey, can I stop by your house later? It came out, hey, can Big Billy stop by your house later? And then you'd read it and go, what a jackass. Who calls himself Big Billy? And then I'd see it and text you back and go, look, I don't really call myself Big Billy. But then that came out, look, Big Billy wrote it and called himself Big Billy. I couldn't get it off my phone. I had to go to a phone store and have a 17-year-old kid fix my phone. Well, while he's fixing my phone, I'm telling him the story. And he goes, well, I can help you get back at your buddy. I said, I'm all ears. He said, can you get in his phone? I said, oh, yeah. I said, everybody gets in his phone. He's an idiot. He tells everybody his code. And I'll tell y'all, it's 2337. If you look at it, it spells out beer. He's so proud of that. Now, don't think for one second there's not somebody in this theater going, you know what, that's not too damn bad, actually.
I got an iPhone 6. I was thinking about an 8 or 10, but I'm only qualified for a 2. I swear to you, when they put out a new phone, they sabotage whatever you have.
Hey, this is going to slow up right now. Welcome to the winding slow river of internet.
Hey, my phone just went out in the middle of a conversation.
Reboot it.
You know? I have a phone friend. You always, you know, the Obi Phone Kenobi? The guy who can fix your phone for you? Obi Phone! You know, you have to do that face from Oliver. Sir? Some help, sir. Some help, Obi Phone Kenobi. Please help, sir. If it's not too much to ask. Hello, Governor. Then they take it and they turn into like Darth Vader.
I'm gonna kill you, Louis.
What?
Look at it.
Look at it! And you have to act serious, because they're not gonna fix your phone unless you do.
What is it? Get this, look. What did I do? What did I do? Huh? I got a real good dumb face. What was it?
You think this is funny, Louis? No. Yeah. You got every damn thing open on here. Do I? Everything's open? I didn't know I had to close up Amazon Prime when I left. I didn't know things were open the first time this happened. Everything's open, Louis.
So sorry.
Then they shame you. You got this open? You got big underwear. What? You got this open? Dairy Queen finder. Really, Louie? I love a dilly bar. You got that open, that's open.
Weight Watchers. Really, Louie?
When's the last time you backed this up?
What?
Do you even know how to back it up, Louie? As long as they fix your phone, that's all you care. I was gonna get the 10, then I went down to the 8, and I go, I'm keeping my 6. I'm going to wait until the 20 comes out. I'm waiting for the phone where you hit the thing on Yelp and a burger comes through it. Thank you, Yelp. 5 stars.
I have to grow up. I have 3 kids. And yeah. Right. Like your attitude, brother. You would think that I'd be pretty open-minded with my kid. I'm very strict. My daughter's 13, still no phone. No phone. No. 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 And I don't negotiate. Why can't? Because no. Give me a good reason. No and no. And they'll try everything with you. Well, you know, everybody in, like, America... 13 has a phone, Dad. Well, you don't. You're special. Be different. How exciting. You want to be a cow like the rest of them? No. And this is, I get more grief from parents than actually, parents would come up to you like, you know, is that true about your daughter and not having a phone? 13? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My child came out of the womb, gave her an iPad, right? I mean, it's socialism, pal. You got it. It's where they live. All right, let me ask you this. What happens if your daughter is dropped off at the bus stop early? I go, that's a great question. And she walks 50 feet to the house. Like, where's your kid getting dropped off? Is that a dilemma in America? They're dropping us off in Iowa by accident? Like, this kid's walking around a corn store. And he's like, I can't believe it. We're stuck in Iowa again. If I only had a phone. Diane, I can't see you. It's a stupid bus. I don't have a phone either. Like, what are you talking about? This is the other one I got. This guy's like, excuse me. All right. Let me ask you this, okay? Does your child play sports? Yeah, she plays, yeah, sport. Okay. Huh. What happens if your child goes to sports practice and it's done early, huh? What happens then? I go, wait, where are you dropping your kids off? What are they, stuck in a gymnasium for like a week on? They left me here. I'm all alone and I can't get out. I can't believe this is happening. Like, how can you not know your coach? How can you not know some other teammates and have contacts? Like, what are you just showing up behind like a shopping mall where the Mexicans play soccer? You know that one field in your town where you're like, oh, that's where the Mexicans play soccer. And they're into it. They're fantastic. You know, and you're going, yeah. And you show up going, hey, amigos, my daughter wants to play. She's really good on defense, so we don't have a phone, so I'll come back in like 45 minutes. Have fun with the amigos, will you, hon? What about this one? You ever get this? All right. Your daughter doesn't have a phone. What if there's an emergency in school?
All right, let's say that. All right, let's say the kid is on the floor. She's foaming at the mouth. Something happened. Maybe, I don't know, she had the wrong food. She's, and then everyone's gathering around her like, oh my God, the little girl. She's like, what's your name? Gabrielle. Gabrielle. Okay, well, there's nothing we can do for her because she doesn't have a phone.